I'm on, right?
Yes.
Call the meeting, the Port Malabar Holiday Park Mobile Home Park District Recreational to order the workshop meeting. We need the, call the invocation, whatever it is, stand. Heavenly Father, we come to you again asking for your guidance, wisdom, and support as we begin this meeting. Fill us with your grace as we engage in discussion, allowing us to grow closer as a group, nurturing the bonds of community. Guide us as we make decisions that will affect residents, staff, and their families. We pray for the health and the well-being of the residents and the employees of this community and their family and friends, whether here, at home, or traveling. We ask that you will watch over and guide this nation and bless it and bring it peace we all desire. Guide our elected officials to use wisdom in their decision-making. Also protect our military and first responders. Bring them home safe and unharmed to their family and friends. Use your grace to heal the sick and the suffering. In his name we pray. Amen. The pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Keith Richard.
Here.
Bob Shortledge.
Here.
Eloise Raffo.
Here.
Joanne Gagan's here. Allison Kelly.
Here.
Keith, just a second. And we need it quiet, please. Thank you.
Kendra Bender. Absent. Barbara Whitnick. Absent. Helen Ferguson.
Here.
And Jack Emmerich.
Here.
And let the record show that Cherie Morris, district manager, is also present.
So we do have a quorum. We'll have a meeting. I really have no announcements of any consequence, so we will get right into the minutes, approval of the minutes. First of all, could I have a motion on 9/24/18?
I'll move to approve the minutes of 9/24/18.
Could I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of approving the 9/24/18 minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Did you have something?
Oh. You opposed?
I wasn't here, so I'm...
Okay, thank you.
Did you want to abstain from the vote?
Can't.
No, I can't.
Can't. We did talk about
can't
that.
Can't abstain. So, just one minute.
Okay, just one minute. Okay, now the 10/8/18 regular meeting minutes. Do you have a motion for those?
No, 10/8.
10/8/18, they said.
I make a motion we approve the minutes for 10/8/18.
Second.
Any discussion?
One second. Yes, I do have one. It is October 8, 2018, on the last page, no, next to the last page, and it's down 1, 2, 3, 4. It says, Allison Kelly was sworn in as a trustee and took her seat at the DAIS.
Table.
Okay. I'm not saying spelling wrong. Sorry about that.
Was there something you changed?
Oh.
Did you want to change something? Or?
No. Oh. I was wrong.
Oh, okay. So no changes, any other discussion? All those in favor of approving the 8 for the 10-8 minutes, say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Okay, now with the treasurer's report, our treasurer isn't here. I talked a little bit, she has some medical problems, she couldn't make it, but she did tell me that we are not quite, $100,000 below budget, so we're doing pretty good. And I'm just going to move the rest of the report because all the board people have the papers, they can look at them. Have any questions, have them ready for the next meeting. Okay? Okay, then.
You skipped one, ACC.
Now, we're going into the, the nomination to the ACC. We will present it, and you will see in your papers the two names, Hugh McCoy and Ron Foote, that were presented to us by the ACC board, them wishing them to be approved for the board. And I believe both people are, both of these are here. Does anybody want to have any questions, or anybody would like to, would you two please come up, please? Hugh McCoy and Ron Foote, could you please come up?
McAvoy. Hugh McAvoy and Ron Foote.
Yeah. Does anybody on the board have any questions?
Who is who?
I'm Ron Foote.
Do we have a mic? We need a mic.
There ain't no mic in there.
I don't know, just try it.
Check 1, 2.
Oh, did the board want to ask some questions?
So, Hugh, do you want to just be first? Anybody want to ask Hugh any questions? Okay. What about Ron? Okay. Then I would like to have a motion for these two people to be approved for the ACC board.
I'd like to make a motion that this board approve Hugh McAvoy and Ron Foote. To be the newest members of the ACC committee.
Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We will have a swearing in now that since we did vote you in.
Okay. I'm going to say aye, and then you're going to say your own name. Got that part? Aye.
Hugh McAvoy.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
I will support.
Protect.
Protect.
And defend.
And defend.
The Constitution and government of the United States.
Constitution and government of the United States.
And of the state of Florida.
And of the state of Florida.
That I am duly qualified. To hold office under the Constitution of the state, and that I will well and faithfully perform the duties of trustee of the Architectural Control Committee of the Port Malabar Holiday Park, Mobile Home Park, Recreation District, of which I am now about to enter. So help me God.
Congratulations. Okay. Next on the agenda, number 9, the district manager report. Everybody should have that in their packet.
Hi, everybody. I've decided I'm not going to go really super fast. It seems like everything's going pretty smooth, so I think I have to go as fast as I usually do. So I'm going to take my time with this one. Okay? All right. The bocce overhangs are complete converted to LED. We happened to do all this work in-house, so it didn't cost us anything for labor. I figured since parking lot was amazing, let's do it all. So it looks really good. The security system is now complete to include Americana and Moonlight. And the gatehouse now has a monitor with all of the little screens for every area in and out of the clubhouse. We've installed an additional camera in the maintenance room. This went over real big. Anyway, the gatehouse, now I said that they have a full screen monitor. We'll be finishing off the trim and installing a louver door in the office closet where the rack was installed for the equipment. It looks really professional. All the wiring is very neatly put back to where it should be. Gates to the pool deck have been sanded and painted. To the left of the showers, we have removed all the bushes, the weeds. We've removed the mulch. We're going to be putting a barrier, and then we're going to be putting some stone, and then we'll be putting some seasonal plants in. The stone is better than the mulch, so it doesn't go into the pool area, the pools. I contacted American Docks and TNC LLC for bids on the installation of 3 bridges. I'm meeting with them tomorrow, actually, Tuesday, October 23rd. Alpine Tree Service will be here this week to assess the tree behind Little Court. It may have to be removed. It was recommended to be treated for termites. Unfortunately, I never got the message. They will try treating it first before deciding to cut it down. It's a really, really huge tree. We discussed actually just trying to trim it up so that it looks nice if the treatment for the termite works. If it doesn't, then the whole thing is going to have to come down. We received the design proposal for the library lobby area from Suzanne Nichols Design Group. Joanne and I met with her and were very impressed with her ideas. Once we paid the design fee, they will present a PowerPoint presentation of their design proposal to be submitted to the Board of Trustees. Unfortunately, some of the
I think it jumped over part of your page. After there was a sound wall, on our list, we just jumped out of order.
Okay. Number 6.
I never do that.
Oops. Okay, skip the whole page. Anyway, the sound wall will be pressure cleaned in November. We've been told that until October, the mold is very heavy, so we're waiting for that to pretty much subside. We do have the people in mind to do the pressure washing. 7. We purchased a new golf cart. It seats 4. Can be used as a flatbed as well. Very nice. Sight unseen, all the batteries, tires, turn signals, and side mirrors. I'll be ordering the color for the cart. I have contacted Neighbors Artists and will also get prices on magnetic signage for the golf carts and the pickup truck. The ice machine in the red kitchen broke down last weekend. It hadn't been cleaned in several years and had quite a bit of sludge in the bottom of the bin and in the coils, etc. ICEMS contractors came out and completely overhauled the machine. We will be signing a service contract servicing the machine every 4 months. So the next time we'll be service will be in January. I'll be meeting with the door gallery on Tuesday to get another bid on replacing all of the wood doors in the clubhouse. Okay, here we go. We did receive the design proposal for the library and lobby from Suzanne Nichols Design Group. Joanne and I have met with her and are very impressed with her ideas. Once we pay the design fee, they will present a PowerPoint presentation of their design proposal to be submitted to the Board of Trustees. Unfortunately, some of the signs for the park were burned in the golf cart fire. So I know it looks like it could be a danger, but we're in good battle. I spoke with Donna Arsenault, the account executive for Property Solutions for Spectrum, regarding the full cable service and right entry agreement. She's putting together a proposal to include internet with your cable package. I don't know where she is with this, but this is what she told me. If the internet is included, there will be a cost of $14 per household. This would include many upgrades to your cable service as well. You'll get a box and many, many more channels. The park will receive an 87,875,000 sign-up bonus if both parties agree to this agreement. There will be a remainder of 63 months left of the original contract. AT&T is going to be here in a couple of weeks and they're running new fiber optics throughout the park. Right now our spectrum is starting to swarm. So if we hold out, their first proposal was like $73,300. And I told them about AT&T, now they upped it to $87,875 as a sign up. I'm going to see what I can do to get the $14 for our internet and so forth, if we can get them down a little bit. Once they see the groundbreaking, I think they might change their tune a little bit. So we're still working on it. Either way, we can, you know, present it to the board and we'll have a pretty comprehensive package from them that will absolutely benefit everybody here.
A question on that real quick. That $87,000 bonus, is that something they're taking off the first year's contract? Or is that something, I don't understand what the bonus is. Just if we sign up, they take that much off the first year and then
next
year we gotta pay
it? They give us a sign-on bonus check. They hand you a check, literally, for just using their services. Because they figure, if they're in here, they have the monopoly on everybody. So if you want to buy updated movie channels, HBO, Showtime, if you want to buy anything, you're going to go with Spectrum. You're not going to go and get separate components like with Direct or AT&T. So basically what they're doing is they're enticing you by using Spectrum for all of your needs.
Okay, so the contract we get the first year will be the same as second year?
Everything will remain the same for 63 months. The contract that we have right now and whatever they add on, whatever we can negotiate, which will be presented to the Board of Trustees, of course. And at this point, there's 63 months, so it may take 3 months and then there will be 60 months. It depends on when the contract is signed. But as of right now, there's 63 months left to the original contract.
Which was a 10-year contract.
Which was left of a 10-year.
Right. Now, so we got 5 years left.
Yeah, now, okay, so other things in the contract, like they can raise the rates every year in, according to our old contract.
I don't believe they can.
No. Well,
I think they have a percentage.
Yeah,
5%. Do they have a percentage?
They
I think
can
it's
raise.
5%.
I'm not positive about that.
I would like that to disappear. Yeah.
But all these things factor in, you know, these are all bargaining points that we have with them. Because, like I said, AT&T is coming in here. I don't know how many people use AT&T, but this is just something that was presented to me. When they get into the planning stages, of course, there'll be a lot more research done on it.
That was awesome. You say that we cost $14 per household for internet. However, I'm paying $10 now through Spectrum.
Okay.
As a senior rate, so why would I want to pay $4 more?
Well, they're not just giving you internet. They're giving you two boxes. They're giving you all the music channels. They're giving you upgrades to the different channels as well. I don't know if it's a good deal or not. She just proposed it to me. I said I would just let the public know that this is out there. But I do think it's a negotiating thing. I don't think we should settle for this. We're in the driver's seat, so to speak. So I think that, you know, we should take every piece of information that we have and use it to our advantage and see what we get out of it. They give us every other way. So upkeep of their homes, seating through the park, recall rental procedures, etc. This is a draft. I've given it to the trustees if they want to add something to it, but just be aware that this letter is going to be coming your way. It's very difficult when we have our summer winter people that are not here, and there's weeds growing out of their gutters. The weeds are out of control. Your houses are not being pressure washed. It's really, really, really difficult to keep a handle on. I am going to be enforcing these things to the best of my ability. That's in phone calls. I'll be knocking on doors, following up with letters. And this goes to numbers on your mailboxes, numbers on your homes. You know, if the police come in here, the fire department come in, they need these numbers. They need to know where they are going. So please be conscious of that. You know, there's other things. Pressure washing your weeds probably are my biggest pet peeve. Parking on the grass. I know our spaces are limited, but be conscious of that as well. If you park there for a long time, the guys are going to come around. They're not going to be able to mow underneath your vehicles. And then everybody gets upset with the lawn crew. Excuse me. So just be conscious of that, please. In the office, we do process applications, we do process estoppel letters. We have thus far been charging $50 per application. Every other property that I know of charges at least $150 per applicant. I'm bringing this to the board's attention. I would like to see each applicant who applies to either rental or ownership pay $100 fee per person. It is time consuming in the office. That's my proposal. I'm going according to what our sister property charges. They charge way more than that, and other properties in the area. So I'm just bringing it up. The same thing goes for the estoppel letters. We get calls from title companies and so forth. They want it now. They want it yesterday. We have to drop what we're doing, take our time to research their taxes and so forth. They can do it themselves. The owners can't. Anyway, it is a nice thing to do, but I think like every other property charges. It's just a suggestion. Red
tide.
The discussion next time.
Sheree, can you explain to them what an estoppel letter is so they understand what is all involved?
It's gonna get you some water. It's gonna get
you. Okay. A special district issues an estoppel letter into escrow declaring seller's outstanding obligations when a property is sold. If you're buying a property governed by a special district, your lender must receive an estoppel letter from the district prior to closing. The purpose of the estoppel letter, a legally binding document, is finding out whether there are outstanding balances owed to the district. Such balances could end up with the district putting a lien on the property. That's an estoppel. So anyway, like I said, everybody else charges a fee for these things. And when they want their estoppels, they want them yesterday. And we've been obliging, and we do help them, and we're very cordial. We don't give them a hard time. We want new residents. We want everybody to be happy. But at the same time, it's time consuming. Everybody else gets paid for it.
Can I make a suggestion that maybe we put this on the agenda for the next meeting so we have 2 weeks to contemplate? But I think it should be on the agenda for discussion.
Okay.
Anybody else have any more questions on this?
I do. I have a question on the background checks. Why would the, what's the purpose of a background check for somebody that is purchasing a house in here?
Well, I think it's a good idea. We want to know who we're bringing in. If they have any felonies, if they have any prior convictions, if they are, have any, I need to say it, sexual, you know, and it's simple.
I understand that, but because of the background check, we can't stop them from buying a house, am I correct?
We have certain criteria that they have to meet. Okay, if that's not, if they don't meet our criteria, then they can't purchase in here.
I think it's a good idea not only to make sure they're not a sexual predator, but also to make sure they're not in bankruptcy, so they don't have to pay their taxes, they don't have to pay our fees. But if we get a negative response on a background check, we can always go the legal route as well.
Yeah, see, that was like, I think it's a great idea. It's just a, like, if it is a sexual predator or whatever, can we legally stop them from buying a house in there?
I don't think you could be a sexual predator because there should be no children in here. But
can you turn the microphones up a little louder? It's like we can't hear you back anymore.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, don't.
No,
speak.
Oh, closer. Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I was told 2 weeks ago to get it away. Oh, okay. Anyway, but like you say, I don't know if we can stop anybody unless we know something to go the legal route.
Right.
And it's nice to know.
That's right.
No, you know.
And if they have a background, it's a problem, they'll back out. Mm-hmm. They won't want to go the legal route anymore.
Yeah.
That's a good point, Allison.
Okay. That's also, we can put this on the agenda to these discussions.
Okay. I know everyone has been discussing Brianna Irwin's dismissal. I'd like to show some clarification on this. Brianna had been given several verbal warnings and had several written warnings regarding her insubordination attitude against tardiness. She clearly was not a team player. I have made every attempt to get her on board, to include signing her up for seminars. When I asked how she would cope with the community at full residency, she either cried or couldn't be bothered. This decision was totally based on the betterment of Holly Park and all of the residents, not just a few selects. So the first time that I seriously considered renovate the library lobby. throughout the